Hi Miss, I'm Diana Khatam. I want to read three stories for you. Let's start. Sir John A. Macdonald. The first Prime Minister of Canada was Sir John A. Macdonald. He was born in Glasgow, Scotland and came to Kingston, Ontario in 1816 at the age of 5. He became a lawyer in 1836. In 1867, the Dominion of Canada was formed with Sir John A. as its head. He was best known for his part in the completion of the Pacific Railway. He died in 1881 in Ottawa, the nation's capital. Next essay, please. The CN Tower. The CN Canadian National Tower in Toronto, Canada is the tallest self-supporting tower in the world. It is as high as 5.5 football fields and has a foundation that is as deep as a 5-story building. The CN Tower was built to improve the broadcasting of radio and television signals. Many people have used it to break world records, like the person who hopped down its 1967 steps on a pogo stick. And last story. What makes up our universe? Astronomers are scientists who study the universe. Some astronomers believe that at one time all the stars and planets were joined together in one big lump. They think that the universe began as a result of a big explosion that happened about 15 billion years ago. They call this event the Big Bang. It is thought that this explosion sent pieces of the universe flying off in the various directions. As time passed, some of these pieces drifted together and formed galaxies. These galaxies continue to travel in the space, making the universe bigger and bigger as time passed. Astronomers have different ideas about the future of the universe. Some believe that it will continue to grow. Others think that the galaxies will drift back toward each other, reversing the Big Bang. We live in a galaxy called the Milky Way. When you look at the sky on a clear night, you can see the stars and planets that make up the Milky Way. The Milky Way got its name because it looked like a white stream of light. There are about 1,000 billion stars in the Milky Way, but we cannot see most of them. It's believed that there are 100 billion galaxies in the universe. It is impossible to know how many billion of stars make up the entire universe, but astronomers think that there are about 100 million trillion. Goodbye, teacher.